AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Top U.S. official says the Iran nuclear talk deadline will not be met. The U.S., its five partners, and Iran were supposed to have reached a deal by this coming Tuesday, but the official says that's not going to happen as Iran's foreign minister leaves Vienna to get more instructions from his government. Sticking points include access to sites for U.N. inspectors and when economic sanctions will be lifted. A SpaceX rocket disintegrated shortly after liftoff this morning from Cape Canaveral, taking with it crucial supplies that had been bound for the International Space Station, including a brand new docking port. George Dillard, the voice of Falcon Control, says they're still trying to figure out what happened.
At this point, it's not clear exactly what happened and even exactly at what point the vehicle failed.
This is the third recent failed cargo shipment to the station. Back in April, a Russian cargo ship spun out of control and came down. Last October, another SpaceX supply ship was destroyed in a launch accident. The Supreme Court ruling clearing the same-sex marriages in all 50 states turns gay pride events into celebrations. Gay rights advocate Mary Bonoato tells NBC's Meet the Press.
This case is entirely about the Constitution, and the great thing about our nation is that we have the courts there to say when laws trespass on basic guarantees.
Organizers expect 1 million people will show for parades in New York and San Francisco today. A 17-year-old boy is the sixth shark attack victim this month along the North Carolina coast. Shark expert Beth Vershaw with the Virginia Aquarium tells WVEC-TV that the recent increase in attacks doesn't mean that sharks are behaving differently.
It's not necessarily that they're coming in closer to shore or they're doing anything differently. We are more at the shore.
This is AP Radio News. Funerals were held yesterday for three of the nine Emmanuel AME Church shooting victims. Reverend Jesse Jackson spoke at the services for Susie Jackson and her nephew, Tywanza Sanders, linking their deaths to other historic tragedies.
Dr. King left in this way. The four girls in Birmingham left this way. But God reserved for them a special place because their blood has healing. But tonight we're in a war for the soul of America.
Today, DePayne Middleton Doctor's funeral will be held at the historic Black Church in Charleston, West Charleston. Europe's central bank says Greece has reached its maximum emergency cash level. While today's decision keeps the financial lifeline open, Greek banks cannot have further credit. Long lines at ATM machines as thousands of people take their savings out of the banks because of the financial crisis in Greece. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.